Today with Joseph Prince.
Zechariah said, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel the governor. Shout grace, grace to your mountain, and your mountain will become a plain." So whatever the mountain is, mountain of affliction, mountain of sickness or disease, shout grace, grace to it, and it will become a plain. Do you have a challenge today? Is there something that has beset you and caused you concern, even fear? Whatever it is, the Bible says, not by might, not by power, all the intellect of man and all the smarts of man cannot remove that problem, but can be removed only by God's grace. Dear friends, thank you for taking the time to tune in to today's very special broadcast. I consider it a great honor to have the opportunity to share God's amazing grace with you today. As you listen to this message, I believe that you experience freedom, joy, and great shalom peace. My friend, Jesus loves you very much, and He knows what you are going through right now. So get ready to hear a word that I believe will transform your life. God bless you.
God wants you to reign.
Praise God. Let's all shout, grace, grace. Shout again, grace, grace. Amen. This is what Prophet Zechariah told Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, when the remnant came back from captivity. They had to rebuild the temple of God, and the enemies came and discouraged them. The Bible tells us many years passed, and the temple was still not built. Zechariah said, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel the governor. Shout grace, grace to your mountain, and your mountain will become a plain." Amen? So whatever the mountain is, mountain of affliction, mountain of sickness or disease, shout grace, grace to it, and it will become a plain. Once again, shout grace, grace to your problem. Do you have a challenge today? Is there something that has beset you and caused you concern, even fear? Whatever it is, the Bible says, not by might, not by power, all the intellect of man and all the smarts of man cannot remove that problem, but can be removed only by God's grace. If you shout grace, grace to it. Are you ready? All right, lift up one hand. This hand is an expression of that problem that you have right now, whether it's a sickness, a disease, whether it is lack in some area, maybe it is a credit card debt. Well, you're about to shout grace, grace to it. Are you ready? Now look at that problem, lift it up before the Lord. Say, "Lord Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Grace, grace. Grace, grace. Grace, grace into this situation. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen." And now what you do is you take a step back and don't worry about it anymore. You have shouted grace, grace to it. All right, now the grace of God is taking over and He'll take care of it, okay? So you enjoy the rest of the service by not allowing your thoughts to go to all these worries and cares. Amen, because if you take back the worries and cares, you are saying that you still have to handle it. God did not do a good job, okay? And actually, unbelief is a high regard for yourself. Faith is a high regard for God. Amen. So demonstrate to God your faith by not being worried about it. Amen. Praise God. Last week, the Lord showed us the importance of the Bible. Amen. The Holy Scriptures, this sacred volume. Just before the Bible tells us that all Scripture is God-breathed, the verses before that, Paul was talking to Timothy, his son in the Lord, young Timothy, who was probably between 30s and 40s, scholars tell us. And he told Timothy, all Scripture is God-breathed. But before that, he says, "Timothy, do you remember that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation?" Salvation is not just saved from hell to go to heaven. Wonderful as that is, salvation is health, wholeness, healing, preservation, provision. That is a mouthful. Salvation is Jesus walking by the shores of Galilee, opening the eyes of the blind, setting those who are demon-possessed free, bringing life where death has come in, loving children into wholeness. Amen? That is salvation. When people are hungry, He multiplied loaves and fishes. That is salvation. And if you want to know the word salvation and study the word sozo, get a good Greek lexicon and study the word salvation. It is not just saved from hell to go to heaven. So Paul told Timothy, Timothy, from a child, and the word child, brephos in Greek, it's a very unique word. Brephos is not nepios, the usual word for a child. Brephos is actually fetus or baby. When I read that, I used to wonder, how in the world can a baby understand the scriptures? And that's a word that Paul used, and Paul told Timothy, from a baby you know the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise. So that tells me parents just need to sing God's word over their babies. Parents just need to quote Psalms 23 to your baby. And you'll never know that the spirit of a baby will receive all this, and in due course, when harvest time, it will manifest. Amen? And I shared a testimony of a man who was diagnosed with tumor of the jaw. He just kept reading the Bible. He never read the Bible with the intention of getting healed. He didn't even know he'll get healed. He just read the Bible because he felt an urge to read the Bible. He has not been reading his Bible. All right, he's not been acquainted with the Bible, actually. He just had a desire to read it. And the more he read it, the more he wants to read it. The more he read it, the more he read it. And then went back to the doctor. He says one time he was reading and he had a strange sense of happiness, strange sense of warmth. Many of you have experienced that already. You don't even know why. It's not even pertaining to a happy story sometimes. All right? But you have a strange sense of warmth. Well, that's healing. He went back to the doctor and they can't find his condition anymore. Amen. There is a benefit. Jonathan Edwards says, I found that when I'm in the best frame, that means physically, they use this old English for their bodies in his time. I find that I'm always in the best frame when I've read the scriptures the most. So friend, especially when you're down with something, all right, take that time. If the doctor gives you a, you know, MC or whatever, don't run around the mall catching up on your shopping. Amen. Go somewhere. At home, you need to go out, just go in your car and make it a sanctuary. Open up the Bible and start reading. Start reading the story of how the father laid his son on the altar with a broken heart, trusting that God is able from his ashes to raise the boy back. Read the drama of the story of how David killed Goliath. Read the drama of the story of how a man loved a woman and served 7 years for her, and they were like a few days, the Bible says. Then go to the New Testament and read the Gospels, Jesus in action. Hallelujah. Read the New Testament and meditate on it. It tells you, husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands. If husbands do their part in loving, submission is no problem on the woman's part. They are made to submit. Amen. Husbands, love your wives. How? As Christ loves the church. That means what? Like this, on the cross. Self-sacrificial. Amen. Proverbs 4 verse 20 to 22 says, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear, the ear gate, unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, the eye gate. All right, keep them in the midst of your heart. So everyone say, ear, eyes, heart. So listen to God's word, see God's word. And the way you do that is imagine yourself like the tree planted by the waters, prospering in everything that you do. Every time, you know, the Bible is actually faith pictures. When the Bible says, look at this woman. Blessed is this woman. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is empty. But this woman, her husband praises her. Her children rise up and call her blessed. See yourself as that mother, as that wife. Amen. Amen. The virtuous woman, who can find? It's all faith pictures. The Bible is all faith pictures. Amen. See yourself in that picture. So let it not depart from your eyes. And then keep them in the midst of your heart. What's going to happen? If the eye gate, ear gate, and the heart is on God's word, the next verse says, they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That means there's no part of your flesh that the word of God will not touch with its healing and life-giving properties.
Stay tuned. Joseph Prince will be right back.
Has a ring to it. It has a certain ring to it that if you're a seeker of truth, when you hear it, you know it. And so when he started talking about Jesus in such a magnified, beautiful, lovely way, you knew that this man was teaching life because Jesus Christ, he is life. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
4 years ago, somebody introduced me to his book, and I read that book, and just getting to see him in person just magnified even more how God can take one person and make a huge, immaculate difference.
He talks about Jesus all the time. He doesn't spend his time talking about us. He spends the time talking about Jesus. And I love that because it puts the focus back where it needs to be.
I've suffered with rheumatoid arthritis since I was in my late 20s. And Pastor Prince has a prayer in his booklet with the Lord's Supper, and so we begin to pray that prayer and then add our own heart and spirit to that. And after about a week and a half of taking the Lord's Supper, I woke up one morning and I had no swelling in my hands, and that was just miraculous for me.
God wants you to experience and walk in divine health and wholeness and not be burdened by sickness, disease, or emotional distress. Find out how in this dynamic new resource from Joseph Prince. As a thank you for your gift today, Joseph Prince Ministries would like to bless you with Joseph's new 4-CD audio series, Freely Receive Your Healing, as well as the Health and Wholeness Through the Holy Communion paperback book. Through these powerful resources, you'll be amazed to discover that God is able and more than willing to heal you because of the finished work of Christ Jesus. Be encouraged to boldly receive the health and wholeness God has for you. Separately, for a gift of $100 or more today, you will receive the Health and Healing Power Pack that includes the Freely Receive Your Healing 4-CD audio series, as well as the Health and Wholeness Through the Holy Communion 5-DVD series and paperback book. You will also receive the Healing Promises book, which contains inspirational scriptures and readings that will build your faith and help you experience your healing. To order these resources and learn how Jesus has made a way for you to walk in divine health and wholeness, call us now, toll free at 877-901-4300 or visit us at www.josephprince.org/healing.
Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Just come to him as you are. I don't care whether you are diseased, all right, in a part of your body. I don't care if you are depressed in your mind or whether you have a chronic habit you can't seem to break. Come to him as you are. One thing about our Lord Jesus is that you don't have to pretend in his presence. You just come as, you know why? He loves you. It cannot be explained. The source of the love does not lie in the lovableness of the one loved. The source of it lies with the one doing the loving. He just loves us. And the best thing you can do to bring joy to his heart is to come to him every day, all right? Practice his presence with you and just allow him to love you. Allow him to love you. Our God is a God who is so strong, so mighty, so loving, so powerful, and so rich that he has so many blessings that I think sometimes it pains God, because love can be hurt, love can be pained, love can be grief. Amen. When you open your heart, with open arms, you can be hurt. But that's what Jesus did at the cross. He'd rather be hurt in loving than never to love and not be hurt. I should say, you will still be hurt, and that hurt will be worse. So the thing is that, church, you know, when you love, allow God to love you, let God bless you as well. Let God love you. Amen. God wants so much to bless his people that sometimes he looks around and people are so busy fending for themselves, providing for themselves, defending themselves, looking out for themselves, occupied with themselves, that God is looking for someone who will look to him for goodness. In a world that believes so much, unless you work really hard, you can't get it. There's no such thing as a free lunch and all that. In this world, all right, that is running around like chickens with their heads decapitated, a rat race that doesn't seem to end, everyone looking around, you know, to outdo another. Isn't it wonderful to sit back, let the world just pass you, and look to Jesus and receive all his goodness and blessings, and all of a sudden open your eyes and realize you are out there in the front, waiting for the rest to come, you know, and rested and blessed. There is a place in God that when the Lord brings you over, it's like a lot of ants are trying to cross the highway, the expressway in Singapore, okay? And there's one of them that allows you to carry him on your little finger across the overhead bridge on the other side. Guess who'll be in a better condition when the rest cross? If the rest make it. Amen? It's like that. When you rest, your part is to rest. Rest doesn't mean no progress. Rest in him means you rest in his strength, his power that brings you to the other side. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that God brought the children of Israel out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Think about it. About 2 to 3 million people came out of Egypt. Not a single elderly man on a stretcher. Not a single grandmother on crutches. Every single one healthy and strong. Not one feeble. What happened the night before? What cured their bodies and made them strong? The Bible tells us they partook of the Lord's Supper, the Passover. What they did was a picture. What they did was a type, a shadow. They partook of a lamb. The blood was put on the doorposts, making the cross. And inside the house, they fed on the lamb. The very next morning, not a single one of them sick. I say to you in Jesus' name, when you partake of the Lord's Supper today, tomorrow morning, you're going back to work strong, healthy, young, ready. Jesus says, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat." Why do you think Jesus gave us this institution? Because he knew that in this world, there'll be all kinds of sicknesses around us. I don't care what kind of new virus the devil brings. The answer is in his broken body. Jesus said in John 6, "The life that I give," and that word life there is Zoe. It's not eternal life. Eternal life is Ionos Zoe. This is just Zoe. Jesus says, "The Zoe, the life that I will give to this world is my flesh, my body." So the more you partake, the more life flows in your body. The more you partake, the stronger you become. The more you partake, the younger you will be. Amen. I'm telling you this, church, God chooses the weak things to confound the mighty. God uses a piece of bread to put to naught that tumor in your body. Hallelujah. This is the greatest radiation there is. This is the greatest antibiotic you can ever take. The broken body of Jesus. Are you ready? Lift it up to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus. Surely in your body, you have borne away all my diseases, all my sicknesses, all my pains, all my aging. And by your stripe, I am healed." And just tell the Lord what you are healed of, whatever you're believing him for. Say, "By your stripe, I'm healed of this." Now say, "Lord Jesus, by your stripe, my youth is renewed like the eagles. By your stripe, through your grace, I will live to be 120.
My eyes not dim, my natural force not abated, fully strong, completely healthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now partake. Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for the remission of sins." New covenant. Say new covenant. The old covenant is based on you shall not, you shall not, you shall not. The new covenant is all God. God says, "I will, I will, I will." In the new covenant, God says, "Your sins and your lawless deeds, I remember no more." Because of that, God says, "I'll be to you a God, and you will be to me a people." As we lift up this cup before the Lord, we put the Lord in remembrance that He is to us a God. If we are sick, and God says, "I am to you a God," you are no longer sick. Because God is a healing God. And God says, "I'll be to you a God, and you shall be to me a people." If God is a healing God, then we are to Him a super healthy people. Amen. If God is a protecting God, then we are to Him a protected people. Completely protected. Are you ready? Say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for your shed blood. Through your blood, the devil is overcome, defeated in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All my sins, past, present, and future, put away by your precious blood. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen." Amen.
So I've been a yo-yo dieter my whole life. I decided to put Joseph's teaching to the test, and I thought, okay, I can't do this. I can't lose weight, I can't do it by myself. And it was like I just went hands off. And I just walked out of it. I'm in peace, and I'm such a different person. I'm so happy, I'm so content, and it's like I'm excited on what's going to happen next in my life.
My wife was pregnant. She developed cervical cancer. We decided we are not going to believe the doctor's report. We're going to believe the truth about what God says about us. So we began to worship Jesus and take communion at home. That same day, the symptoms began to diminish. And within 5 days, she was completely healed. I just want to thank you. Thank Pastor Joseph Prince for the message that he brings.
God wants you to experience and walk in divine health and wholeness and not be burdened by sickness, disease, or emotional distress. Find out how in this dynamic new resource from Joseph Prince. As a thank you for your gift today, Joseph Prince Ministries would like to bless you with Joseph's new 4-CD audio series, Freely Receive Your Healing, as well as the Health and Wholeness Through the Holy Communion paperback book. Through these powerful resources, you'll be amazed to discover that God is able and more than willing to heal you because of the finished work of Christ Jesus. Be encouraged to boldly receive the health and wholeness God has for you. Separately, for a gift of $100 or more today, you will receive the Health and Healing Power Pack that includes the Freely Receive Your Healing 4-CD audio series, as well as the Health and Wholeness Through the Holy Communion 5-DVD series and paperback book. You will also receive the Healing Promises book, which contains inspirational scriptures and readings that will build your faith and help you experience your healing. To order these resources and learn how Jesus has made a way for you to walk in divine health and wholeness, call us now, toll free at 877-901-4300 or visit us at www.josephprince.org/healing.
Beloved friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's very special broadcast. I believe that you've been blessed by today's word and receive a fresh revelation of God's love for you. I just want to encourage you right now to request the resources we are making available to you today. As you continue to listen and receive messages that are full of the person of Jesus,
All fears, guilt, and addictions will fade away in the light of His perfect love for you. Thank you once again for tuning in. Do know that I'm praying for you, and I look forward to more opportunities to encourage you with God's Word on a regular basis.
About 4 years ago, I was just flipping through the channels and just came across a guy in a leather jacket preaching some truth, and stopped and watched for a while, and it literally blew my mind.
Because he preaches the truth, he tells us about grace, and he just makes you know that Jesus is here for you and His grace is all you need.
And just keeps you constantly wanting to grow more and hunger for more and go for more. But yet it's so simple and so amazing, it just blows my mind.
My husband was an alcoholic for 18 years, got sober about 7 years ago, and because of the grace message, no more condemnation, has really set him free.
I said, this is really good news. I said, this is the good news that I've been waiting for all my life to hear.
As a thank you for your gift today, Joseph Prince Ministries would like to bless you with Joseph's new 4-CD audio series, Freely Receive Your Healing, as well as the Health and Wholeness Through the Holy Communion paperback book. Through these powerful resources, you'll be amazed to discover that God is able and more than willing to heal you because of the finished work of Christ Jesus. Be encouraged to boldly receive the health and wholeness God has for you. To order these resources and learn how Jesus has made a way for you to walk in divine health and wholeness, call us now, toll free, at 1-877-901-4300 or visit us at www.josephprince.org/healing. If you've been blessed by today's message, we would like to give you an opportunity to partner with us to impact the world with the gospel of grace.
Under grace, God says, I will be merciful to your unrighteousness, and your sins I will remember no more. That's been a change. That's been a change, church. And it's all because of Jesus.
Dear friends, together we can impact the world for Jesus. Partner with us and be part of this exciting grace revolution. Call us toll free at 1-877-901-4300 or visit us at josephprince.org/partner today. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us. Joseph Prince Ministries believes that your tithes belong to your local church. Your donations to the ministry are received as offerings to support the preaching of the gospel of grace.